You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Chai with Light Switch, Morena Chai. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. We were just having a good old chat off air about America, which is where you've just been for a while, doing a bit of video making, getting kind of into the world of this new collection of songs that you're releasing. You've been very busy. What's been going on?
Oh man, yes. So just got back like a week ago, but we did 3 weeks in LA.
Wow.
To do all the visuals for the album, like a chunk of the visuals. And yeah, just some stuff happened, and pretty much me and a team of friends had to make the videos in a week.
Whoa.
It's a long story, but we had to, we kind of, instead of having months to make them, we had a week from scratch.
That's like incredibly stressful, but also kind of incredibly exciting too. It must have been like, for someone who's been so amazingly DIY, you've always kind of had these beautiful, incredible visuals. You must have been really looking forward to passing it on to someone else and then getting it back on your plate.
Full blast, you know, like I think it's just the universe is just like, no, you're supposed to do it.
You've got the vision, just do it.
It was definitely tough, like new level of, you're leveling up his first album, so everything's just like bigger, but you know, just having to do that and then like proving to ourselves, like me and my team, that we, you know, a bunch of Kiwis can do that.
Yeah, hard out.
Big town, you know, so.
And I think that is kind of an awesome thing to come out of a situation like that, is amazing work that you're like, oh yeah, we can totally do this. We don't need yous anyway, you know? We've got our own skills. We've got this like incredible vision.
Yeah. I mean, it's collaboration. You always you always want to like, you know, I definitely wanted to work with, have that experience of not doing it myself for sure, but it just wasn't meant to be. But
you're too good at it.
Oh man, people tell me, like, why don't you just keep doing it? I'm like, bro, producing itself just takes it, like, it's just so much work. But yeah, so Yeah, excited though. I can't believe it's out.
It is exciting and it's beautiful. And the track as well is fantastic. Dripping in Gold, you co-wrote this with Tom Scott. Did this come out of Song Hubs or how did that collaboration come about?
So this was produced by Frankies and then me and Frank had been working on the album for a long time at this point. And we were sitting on a few songs that I just wasn't feeling the verses.
Right.
So I had like mumble verses in it. And then I already had like, you know, the rest of it there. But I was just like, man, me and Frank were just thinking, well, like, who could we get who could really like embody this concept and write that?
Yeah.
Help me write the verses.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we both were like, wait, Tom Scott. And then, yeah, I hadn't worked with him before. Frank had a lot. So, yeah, he came through and we chatted for like 3 hours just about the concept and just my story, because a lot of the album's about my story. And yeah, he just like fully went into bad bitch mode. So
yes,
that was awesome.
That's so good. I think one thing that always comes out of your work, and it's even come out of this conversation already, is that you are an incredible collaborator and you've got this tight group of friends around you who you've worked with for a really long time. And you can see that sort of shared visual language, shared sonic language that you're all playing with. It must be pretty exciting, even when it's like not necessarily was the original plan, to be able to achieve this album with that same crew of people. How does that feel for you?
I mean, it's so cool because I just feel like musically for me and Frank, that these few years have been so experimental. And then for us both to like suddenly for the album be like, man, we're in this world now.
Yeah.
So from here, like we still feel like the album's like, I'm saying album, but let's just say single. So singles, like, you know, this new sound that we're kind of doing, it's come a long way since the original experiments, and then, but we know it's going to keep going further.
Yeah.
So we're just really stoked that we're dabbling in this world that feels really good to us. And then, yeah, like with visuals and with other things, we're always just working with the same, you know, long time I've been working with everyone because we all used to work together.
Yeah.
On other projects for other people. So it's just kind of cool to see all of us level up. Like everyone's just leveled up over the years.
Totally.
Naturally. So it's just been like, we just make cooler and cooler shit, which is nice.
It's also, as you just mentioned before, because this is a personal record that you're working on and this is a story that, you know, you must be sort of quite like sensitive to who and how you want to tell that story. It must be really good to know you've got good friends who just know you. You don't need to explain things too much to them. What was the kind of conversation like when you were, obviously we've heard about working with Tom, but when you talk to your other like collaborative friends about this, do you have to do much explaining of why things are a certain way, or has it become a bit of a shared language?
I think over time, like aesthetically, for instance, like on my, just through visual work I've done so far, I know whoever, like even new collaborators or old collaborators, Frank's in the house.
Hey, Frank.
Frankies, hello. Come on in. Just like with different people that I've worked with, it's like I feel confident now even when new collaborators come on board because there's already something distinguished and something there that okay, we know you're into like these kind of colors and this kind of thing and this is your story. But with this particular one, I was like, I'm going deeper into the story. So
yeah,
we just wanted to like, we were very like, I guess, picky with, you know, who comes on board. But it's just, we think about, me and Frank always think about you, like who would understand, who would get it, who would who would be passionate, who would be interested in working in it.
Yeah.
We just work with people who love what they do as well. So that's number one for me. And then the story comes, you know, we'll talk about it and then that happens.
Hi. Since you're in the studio now, Frank, I'm going to ask you, I know you were hoping to be off mic, but I have a question for you as well. Because you've obviously seen the like evolution of Chai as a project and kind of coming back into this really personal space as well, for you, what does it feel like to see this start to kind of come out into the world sonically and visually?
It's quite a relief, actually. We've been talking about it for years now and just to see it come to life now.
It's buzzy.
It's buzzy. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, it feels good.
It does. It feels quite triumphant is the word I would like also use as well. There is quite like a bombastic entry with this first track, Dripping in Gold, which we're going to listen to in just a minute.
Sure.
But what's the goal? Obviously, the album is like in down the pipeline now. It's not too far away, but you must be wanting to play these live and get it out to a crowd as well. Is that something that you've got plans for?
Yeah, so Frank's actually been like music directing the new set that we have, and he's put in heaps of the new songs. So, and sometimes he puts like a twist to the live as well, like adds like dance sections, and like we just want to make everyone like really dance and just like enjoy their time. So just yeah, I think we're real excited for the new live. I think we've always naturally done the songs before they've come out live. So
yeah.
Now it's kind of like we're going all out and doing heaps of new songs on the set.
Oh, that's so exciting. When are you playing next? Have you got any Auckland shows coming up that you've announced or things that you can hint at?
We've got the FIFA fan club at the Cloud on the 19th of August.
So good.
Yet to announce on my Instagram, but it's... Yeah, happening.
That's so exciting. I'm so I've been saying this all week, but I'm such a like overnight football fan. I'm obsessed with the whole vibe. It's so much fun. Yeah, it's so good.
I love football. Yeah,
we went down and watched one of the games on Friday, and there were all these like Argentinian fans down there, and they just like started a dance floor out of nothing, and I was like, this is a great vibe. So I feel like it's going to be a very cool place to play.
Yes.
Congratulations on the new single. So looking forward to hearing the rest of the record. Chai, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio. Oh. Frank Keys as well.
Oh, yeah. Sorry I was late.
No, it's good to catch you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
You're so welcome. Let's hit Dripping in Gold. You're on BFM.
You. Get so fucked up for it. Get so fucked up for it. Your loyalty better spoil me. I come from royalty, dripping in gold. Mamba mentality, I'm not stopping till my whole family dripping in gold. Came straight from the Middle East, like a middleman. I got bigger dreams. Tryna put my daddy in a Lamborghini, tryna put a Grammy on a mantelpiece. Too fly for the pigeonhole, can't hold me in this fishbowl. This is payback for the shit they stole. Need my whole team dripped in gold. Somebody coming to rub it away, rub it away. Pull me the champagne, don't mansplain, man, mind your manners. I don't want a man, I got a man, what I need is a mansion. Somebody coming to rub it away, rub it away, rub it away. On top of the moment is slipping away, slipping away, slipping away. Dripping and gold, dripping and gold, dripping and gold.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.